This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The first week of public testimony in the possible impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump wound up with a closed House Intelligence Committee session. That's when a State Department official posted to Ukraine, quoted from a cell phone conversation he said he overheard between the president and his European Union ambassador, Gordon Sondland. David Holmes says Sondland told Mr. Trump that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was ready to grant his request to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. That was just a day after Mr. Trump directly asked Zelensky to carry out an investigation. Later, Holmes said Sondland told him that a Biden probe was what he called the kind of big stuff that interested the president, rather than helping Ukraine. Friday also provided compelling testimony from the ousted former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. She said her abrupt dismissal played into the hands of shady interests the world over. VOA's Catherine Gypsum reports on what lies ahead in the week to come.
The first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings into President Donald Trump finished.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
Ahead, an even busier schedule of witnesses in the second week. 3 days of upcoming testimony from 8 diplomatic and national security officials who will say that U.S. foreign policy in Ukraine was subverted for the president's political interests, directed by his personal lawyer.
Rudy Giuliani has made no secret of his desire to get Ukraine to open investigations into the Bidens, as well as a conspiracy theory of Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election.
Democrats allege the president fired the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine to remove an obstacle to his plans. Catherine Gypsum, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There's also, for your listening convenience, a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington,